Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 17, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Risk factors for reintervention. Following treatment for aortic coarctation with or without aortic arch hypoplasia in Sweden. From isolated coarctation to complex bi- and univentricular congenital heart disease. This study aimed to identify the prevalence and risk factors for requiring reintervention for recoarctation of the aorta in patients who underwent treatment for coarctation of the aorta. The investigation included individuals with isolated coarctation as well as those with complex bi- and univentricular congenital heart disease, drawing data from the SWEDCON registry. Understanding these risk factors is crucial for predicting which patients are at higher risk for long-term complications, like recoarctation of the aorta or arterial hypertension, enabling more personalized long-term surveillance. This research provides valuable information to improve the long-term management and outcomes for patients post-coarctation of the aorta repair. Article number 2. Automated office blood pressure measurements in waiting room or isolated room for diagnosis and phenotyping of hypertension. This cross-sectional study evaluated the diagnostic performance of automated office blood pressure measurement in different settings for hypertension. Researchers compared standard office blood pressure, unattended automated office blood pressure measurement in an isolated room, and automated office blood pressure measurement in a waiting room against daytime ambulatory blood pressure measurement as the reference standard. The findings suggest that automated office blood pressure measurement performed in a waiting room could enhance the efficiency of hypertension diagnosis without requiring a dedicated isolated room. This offers a practical and scalable approach to improve hypertension screening and phenotyping in busy clinical environments. Article number 3. Blood pressure variability as a diagnostic marker for alpha-synucleinopathy in patients with orthostasis. This prospective study aimed to investigate the diagnostic utility of ambulatory blood pressure monitoring in identifying alpha-synucleinopathy among patients experiencing orthostasis. Building on the established understanding that individuals with alpha-synucleinopathy exhibit significant blood pressure variability, the researchers recruited consecutive patients with orthostatic dizziness for detailed examination, including ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. The study's objective was to determine if blood pressure variability, as measured by ambulatory monitoring, can serve as a reliable diagnostic marker for this neurodegenerative condition. Establishing such a marker could lead to earlier and more precise diagnosis of alpha-synucleinopathy, improving patient management and potentially guiding targeted therapies. Article number 4. Outcomes analysis of transcatheter closure of atrial septal defects. This single-center retrospective study, spanning from 2006 to 2021, analyzed the outcomes of transcatheter closure of atrial septal defects in 400 patients. The primary objective was to identify predictive factors for procedural failure and to characterize the long-term clinical success following this routine intervention. Researchers defined the primary endpoint as a 6-month composite clinical success, encompassing both technical success, such as device implantation and retention, and closure success, indicated by trivial or no residual shunt. This research provides crucial data to refine patient selection, optimize procedural strategies, and ultimately enhance the long-term efficacy and safety of transcatheter atrial septal defect closure. Article number 5. Social determinants of health correlates and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk among adults in Baltimore, the ANG-AGE, with heart study. This cross-sectional study investigated the relationships between social determinants of health and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk among adults residing in Baltimore. Researchers assessed cardiovascular health in adults aged 40 to 79 years within 4 Black faith-based communities, utilizing the 2013 American College of Cardiology, American Heart Association pooled cohort equations to estimate atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk. The findings from this research are critical for developing targeted community-based interventions and public health strategies to address the modifiable social factors contributing to cardiovascular disease disparities. This work helps improve risk assessment and prevention efforts in underserved populations. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.